Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, April 27th, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In Diaries today, we have one by Basil about Mac Memory Forensics. He's walking you through a tool called OXPMEM that will allow you to dump and search OS X memory. Pretty neat tool, it looks like. It does require that you are loading a specific PMEM kernel extension in order to capture the memory. And Netcraft is reporting about a real interesting Facebook fish. This particular fish uses essentially Facebook's app mechanism in order to load an iframe that's not hosted on Facebook. But by loading the iframe within a legitimate Facebook page, it does appear to be part of Facebook. After all the user sees is Facebook's HTTPS URL. The iframe that's being loaded by this particular app then includes a lookalike Facebook login form, tricking users into revealing their credentials. To make things even more tricky and more difficult to detect, the first time the user enters credentials into the form, they're being returned as incorrect. The thinking here probably on the attacker's end is that users who are suspicious of the form will first enter fake credentials, and if they're accepted, they know the form is fake. But by rejecting them, the user will now submit the real credentials as part of the second attempt. Real tricky kind of fish. I don't think there's a real great way for users to tell that this is actually not a legitimate Facebook page. And now you can always prevent some of the damage, at least by marking the option within your Facebook profile to alert you if someone does log in from a new browser. And Google appears to have issues keeping malware out of its official Google Play Store. Checkpoint is reporting that it found the Android Spy 277 Origin malware in more than 100 different apps in the Google Play Store. And even after notifying Google about these apps, and they were, of course, removed, they found additional apps that were not part of that initial set of 100 or so apps that still were present in the App Store and didn't get caught by Google's internal filters. Google, of course, heavily relies on automatic tools for its scanning of apps before they're being included in the Google Play Store, and apparently this group has managed to find ways around these scans. Many attacks these days do use RDP in order to gain remote access, in particular to Windows systems. So if you have to reconstruct network traffic, these RDP sessions can be quite complex to dissect and figure out. There is now, however, a real neat tool that was published as open source by Contextus. This tool does take a PCAP and extracts RDP sessions and essentially replays them to the user the way the attacker or the user of the RDP session would have seen the screen. Real neat tool, and the blog post that goes with it also explains a little bit about the protocol and how the different layers that make up the RDP protocol are being peeled away by this particular tool. And Juniper released an update for June OS, and now with this update, the logjam vulnerability is finally being patched in June OS. It also does patch a number of flaws by just updating Java that's included in June OS. So this does resolve issues that have recently been patched by Oracle. And on this podcast, I have talked a lot about exploits in routers, so like your Netgear, D-Link, Belkin, or whatever brand you want to mention. All of them had a number of vulnerabilities in the past, and there is now an easier way to exploit them. The Routersploit framework is a Metasploit-like framework that allows you to scan and exploit vulnerabilities in commonly available routers. The author promises to update it frequently, and certainly this will be necessary as router exploits are being caught more and more and continuously being released. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.